mitzvah neteira, a bacha behemoth hayra. The behemoth hayra, a parah, a seh, a cow, or a sheep, or any behemoth hayra that has a bachar, the firstborn, if the bachar is a zacha, then that bachar is a carbon, has kedushas carbon bachar. We were learning one time in the Pnimis Tigistiniana, Shirman Bezer Space, that even though the Bechor is miskavish me'elav, it's automatically kodesh v'kdushas kodshim, is there a mitzvah m'kasha b'peh? It's machlokes tanoim, and we spoke about this, but even if there's a mitzvah m'kasha b'peh, if you don't do that mitzvah, it's still kodesh. It's automatically kodesh v'kdushas Bechor. The din of Bechor is, first of all, spontaneous kaluna. You give it to a kohen. If it's born by a Levi Yisrael, they give it to the kohen. And if it's born by a kohen, the kohen also, it's also a bachar. The kohen keeps it for himself, but he has to mark it as a carbon. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you mark it, you shecht it by the Mizbeach, you zerk the dam. And the bosa belongs to the kohen, and his mishpacha, they eat it in the chemis Yishalayim, like old kachem kalam. The Rosh Hashulchan, Yerdeis, the Mishin Chavtzit Beis, is more that even if the Bechor is born to a Chereshet of a cotton, it's Bechor. Because this is not, even though Chereshet of a cotton part of the mitzvah, this is not a din in the Bailam, it's a din in the Behemah. The Behemah that belongs to Yisrael is automatically Bechor. The Rambam, in Pergam, first Bechor Yisrael, he paskins that Bechor Behemah is not your Be'aretz, like Bechor Yisrael. It's only in Yisrael. It's not in the Chutz Lord. And all the Yishan Machanav and Sambam, they're very stark. The Raya, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Shulchan Aruch, they also, if they bring rice from the Gemara, that B'chor Behemoth Hayor and Chor is not even the rice even in Chutz Lord. The only thing they'll give, in Chutz Lord, is not Mechuyiv to Makav. You give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen, what he's not Mechuyiv to bring it to her, so what he can do is he can wait to get some mum. It's Yirash, he's Doiv, he nuts it, graze in the pasture until it gets a mum, and when it gets a mum, then the kohen's going to shecht it, like chulin, it's mum and kohen. And not only that, the kohen's going to sell it, he can sell it to anyone, even to a guy. There's no then kedusha. Once it gets a mum, it takes off the kedusha and remains mum and a kohen. On the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, they say that the kasha is so stark on the Rambam that they say it's a toisa tfus in the Rambam. They have no other terrorists. They say it must be a mistake. Someone is daka, toys the susnam, and even according to Rambam, Bechor is not even chutzlar, it's the same as their Eretz Yisrael. Bezman is there, but the same Rambam, we have no Beis HaMikdash, state that even in Eretz Yisrael, a Bechor, when you give it to a Kohen, and you have to, and the Kohen lets it get him, but it's still Kaddish, even today, the Bechor is Kaddish, and they wait till it gets a mum, and the Kohen can eat it. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's another halacha of Bechor. Before, even when it's, you can be makav as a carbon, or today, we wait till it gets a mum, it's asa begiz of avayda. All kodshim is asa to shear the wool, and it's a sheep, to shear the wool, it's asa to do any avayda with it. If it's a shah, an ox, it's asa to plow with it, it's asa to do any avayda with it. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's better today, not to wait till it gets a mum. Better to do a different eitzah, to be mafki it from becoming a chor to begin with. Because if you let it become a bechor, to be born with kedusha, then you might be over and do a void with it. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, the better eitzah is what the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, that shukfis with a goy takes what kedusha is mafki from kedusha bechor, never becomes kedusha bechor. If a goy would be a shukfis in the mother before the baby's born, if the guy would own it, for sure there would be no Kedushas Bechor. And even if he's a shukkah, he's a partner, he owns part of the behemah, there's no Kedushas Bechor. So the Mechoikas in Gemara, how much of the behemah is a shukkah, can't be a shukkah. One man that holds that has to be a shukkah in the Eva Chashuv, in the Chashuv Eva, that will make the behemah treifa. And if it's a shukkah to the part of the behemah, that if that part of the behemah would be missing, the behemah would be a treifa, that's a shukkah to the guy that passes. And the other man on the whole said, no, any shukkah, any mashu, the Gemara gives an example, an ear, an oizen, the little ear of the behemoth, if the kohen is a shukkah and the little oizen of the behemoth, that's already shukkah to the guy, that behemoth has not become a bechor. There's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, I think it's the Chayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, that says, Yesh Lachmi, like the man on the Omer, that the guy should be a shukkah in the Eva Choshev. That would make him a chayfa. But all Yishenim are chayal, and all Yishenim hold, and that's why Shulchan Aruch paskins any mashu. The guy is a shutaf, even in the eyes, in the little ear of the behemah, that already is part of a bechor. So The Yitzchak Shachnach says, Lashon is in your days to mention Chas above. His man is there. Mitzvah Mishtakif in my Bekacham. It's Mitzvah Mishtakif of the Goy. Kvim Shiasan Abba Olam before the Behem is born. Because they part of my Bechayer. Because part of my Bechayer. Alpha Pidah Shachnach says Shemachkiyah Kedusha. Even though you're being Machkiyah Kedusha, which might sound like a bit of Yevet. Hachi Yavah Sfei. This is better. Because Shema Yavah Nidhi Mishchol Hanis Kemen Begizah Vaidah. He shouldn't come to the Mishchol doing the Lab Deraisa Begizah Vaidah. Another mile of being to a guy is you don't have to give it to a guy. The shlachta is it could be a lot of money. A person has a lot of bechayis born in a shlachta is you have to give it all to. If you're going with the eighth of a mom, you would give it to a guy and the guy would own it. He'd wait till he gets a mom and then he would keep it. The person has just one behemoth, and that's his little man. He has one little cow and this is what he's counting on and has a baby. You know, also he doesn't want to give it away. This would be an eitzah, but it seems that would not be a chachinah. Chachinah, the Torah wants you to give it to a kohen. That would not be reason chachinah to be mafkiyah the gedusha. So Shulchanoch says the reason chachinah to be mafkiyah the gedusha is because it seems to be exactly Shulchanoch, it's not in the Gemara, but just to avoid the mechshol of Gizah Abayda, that's the reason why the chachinah you should be mishtata for the guy.
Is Israel Chaim Akeva
a similar thing? You don't say it. There's no reason to do that. You should give it to a claim, right? But what do they do? What are all the stuff like? I guess.
We're not
noyfe. I don't know. An opinion of Ben is the one man's going to raise up. And person's opinion has a baby. He's not. Well, you can't be mafkiya that if you try. And you have to do. But Zohar Chaim Akeva, I don't know what they do. I think.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's makman. Yeah, the mitzvah. But yeah, okay. But for this, there's the reason not to be over Gizva Vaiza. That's why Chachinah we try to avoid having a Bechor born today. I was thinking of another reason we should maybe do Chachinah to have a Kayin, have a Shutzah to the Goy, better than wait for Mum, because for Dikas Mumin, you have to have a Rav Paskin that's a Mum. First of all, you have to know what's a Mum, what's not a Mum. And second of all, the Gemara says in Bechor is above, and the Mishnah Beira, that you have to be Muslim, you have to have smicha to be digas mumen. The Gemara talks about we used to smicha, our smicha today, the Paschal Shaila in Chesh Mishpat in Yerdeh, Chesh Mishpat, we have smicha, Yerdeh, and Yadin. But the Gemara talks about they had smicha for mumen also. The person has to have smicha, and Chesh is no smicha today for mumen. So if you have a mumen, you want to show it to a Rav what smicha to Paschal mumen, where are we going to find a Rav today that the Paskins a moment? That's why there's another reason to better do like the Shulchan Aruch states that have Shutzah for the Goy before it becomes a Bechor. Before it becomes a Shutzah for the Goy. And now, Lamaisa, how do you make Shutzah for the Goy part of the Behemoth? So the Shulchan Aruch continues and tells you how to do it, what the method is. The Shulchan Aruch says, like Mechavah says, V'akini niyeh shikavah pruta meir gechavim, shimakavah pruta kestah from the Goy, v'yiklin loy hamakam. And you should buy a place in your chutzah, your field, the shabahim medesham. You should buy the place, the karka with the behemah standing on. But makom yikun lechan beim, and that place, that karka, the guy will be kinder with that karka. And chayyur pashkas shlach means be kinder kini chutzah. He should be kinder part of your chutzah, and then he should be kinder the behemah kini chutzah. Why can he be kinder the behemah directly the kini kesef? Why does he have to be kinder the karka and then be kinder the behemah chutzah? So we're going to learn soon. That's the Machlokes Gemara, and the Halachas Machlokes Rashi Bein Tam, if a Goy has Kini Kesef. Kini Kesef is a Kini in the Reis, the Gemara has a limit for by Yidden. But the Gemara is a Shaila, if a Goy has Kini Kesef. That Pasuk goes in Reim also. Of course, and Pashas, because of Bein Tam, that a Goy does not have Kini Kesef in Metalkon. The whole Shaila is about Metalkon. Metalkon, the Goy does not have Kini Kesef, so he cannot be Kini the Parah, the Behemah, with Kesef. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, let me be kind of the kaka. Kaka, a guy can be kind of a kesef. So let me be kind of the kaka, and then from the kaka, be kind of the behemah. And again, pashtus, you will learn it's the kinyan chatzah. And the Rosh Hashulchan says that also, pashtus mechava means kinyan chatzah. But he's also learned the Rosh Hashulchan that the taz is another way. The taz says that the mechava means kinyan agav. There's another one of the kinyanim we have, it's the Hosu Gyan Kedushin of Chabob, that if you coin a kaka, you can be coining metalpon aga the kaka, even without making kinyan. When a person makes a kinyan a kaka, you could also at the same time with that kinyan be coining metalpon. So the Taz says that's what the Shukhanach means. So my question was, why does the Taz underway? Why is he changing for the Pashtus? Why can't he just go as Kinyan Chotza? Why does he say it's Kinyan Agav? So I was thinking, maybe one teretz is, maybe it has means, because the Gemara says, well, Metziah, the Kidom of Beis, that Kinyan Chotza has to be Chotz Mishtameres. Kinyan Chotza is being like a mushroom, if something falls into your backyard, which you have a fence around it, and it's Mishtameres, it's watched, it's a protected place, that you get Kinyan Chotza. But if something falls, say, in the front lawn, right by the street, and there's no fence around. It's not Mishnah. Anyone can walk by and just pick it up. It's not, there's no Kinyan Chotza. Kinyan Chotza is to be Chotz Mishtameres.
Is that you see
all scholars? It's a Kinyan. There is a, well, my step, but it has to be Chotz Mishtameres. Chotza is only Kinyan if it's protected. Right. Now this Chotza over here, well, almost Kinyan Bibles. But this Chotza over here was in the owner's field. Mustam was a chas mishtameres, but it wasn't mishtameres on the makna. When the guy comes to the yid and he's kind of that piece of kaka in the middle of the bayan's chatzah, and maybe it's mishtameres from other people, but it's not mishtameres from the person he's buying it from. He's right there. He's right there. And the person playing shayin is that called chas mishtameres, and you trust him. You trust the bayan. He's the makna to you. He wants you to be kind of. Well, the mice, it's Mr. Meres from everyone else, but it's not Mr. Meres from the person you're buying from. Is that a story in the Chassid Mr. Meres? Maybe it's a fair somewhere. I'm not sure. Maybe that's what the Taz means. Because it's not Chassid Mr. Meres from the person you're buying it from, that's why the Taz says it can't be Kinyan Chotza. But Kinyan Agav does not need to be Chassid Mr. Meres. Kinyan Agav, I'm Kinyan the Karka, I'm also Kinyan the Metalpulin. That works. And that could be one Pshan in the Taz. Another Pshan in the Taz I want to say is with a. She took Vetzis from Metziah and Eil Metziah, the Chaseyim of Beis. The Mishnah says in Eil Metziah, Motz Vagal Kaisu Yashan, her Eil Shemlai. If somebody finds something inside somebody's wall, and the Gemara explains it's something old, also by Chulbud, it's like very rusty, you can tell it was there from years ago. Unless you're walking by somebody's house and the wall just crumbles, that day it starts to crumble, and he looks inside and he sees in his friend's wall, deep inside, it's like a treasure. There's something very old, treasure, very old Metziah, that he could tell was there from 100 years ago, the time when there was Goyim Amoraim, there were Goyim living over there. And obviously, if Goy put this in there, it's a Metziah. He's allowed to take it and keep it. Because it's a Metziah. He found a Metziah, an old treasure in somebody's wall. So, in fact, Tais is a Kasha. This is a Chavav Amanal. Tais is a Kasha. We're looking at Chatzayri. Why doesn't the owner of the house claim it first? It says that he didn't know this treasure was sitting in his wall, this house he bought from Goyim from a long time ago. But he should be claiming it first. This is in his chatza. And the din is, chatzei sh'adam kodem l'shnami daitai. Even though most shi'am need kavan l'kinyin, all shi'am need kavan l'kinyin, but the din is, chatzei sh'adam kodem l'shnami daitai. I think, Pshan, that is, it's implied kavana. Anything comes from a chatza, it's implied that there's kavana. It's considered like a nantzahadi, this kavana. So why isn't the owner claiming it? It's like a test of kasha. So this is the chiddush. This says the loik nishum el nishmami. No, the loik kana chaseri el kachshvatz shon. I'm sorry. That's right. Yes, shmami. The ain chatz kana v'dav shech li yeshurim senam lo'elam. Chatz is not kana. Something is possible you'll never find. The whole kinyan chatz is something that b'derech teva you're going to find, but something that b'derech teva you're never going to find. Like this thing was sitting there for 100 years. You never knew about it. There's no kinyan chatz on that. You have no pshan basis. But this is a chiddush. Something that you might never find. You can't trust that kind of man. If this guy saw it first, he walked by and he found this treasure in your wall. Even if he's visiting you, he's inside your house and the wall crumbles and he finds it first. He picks it up. It's his treasure. He found it. That's this
the
third. What?
The Taz has to say the loose.
Well, no. Over here, he's gonna find it. This looks like
it's
no,
he's gonna find it.
Well.
The ground also, you can take it because he
can solve it. Right. There's something that's a solution. There's something that the ein chas kain the echas not kain the shechli yeshurim senam loyim. Something which was very probable. He would never have found it. K'may hachas shemutzna bayvei kaisel. Over here, in the Mishnah's case, where it was deep inside the kaisel.
What if the house has been known for generations, but it's a family.
Well, then That's not a Veda. What if he got, because his grandfather said he got the Yerusha, and it was his Yerusha.
Right, but he didn't know it was there.
But he doesn't need Kinyuchatza, that his grandfather owned it, and now it's his Yerusha, he can't take it, right? We're only talking about where you found it, and you knew that this is at least 100 years ago already, no Yidin here. It was only Galil. That's unique Kinyuchatza for the owner. That's just, the obvious that there's no Kinyuchatza here. The Sheet of Rest Hashem says the same
is. He moved here only 10 years ago. Once it's before that, then it wasn't.
Right, and it was, and it wasn't his family.
No, it wasn't his family.
And it was, but it was going, if it was a different year, you have to track down there, Yashem. The Rebbe Shracha, but we're talking about was Hashem. The Gemara says it was Shem Barayim. It wasn't going here. The Sheet of Rest is not Tess, Hashem says the same is. He wants to say that Chatzah is only kind of something that falls into your Chatzah, comes into your Chatzah. But something that was there before you came to the chatzah is not kaina. As I said, the chiddush is better. The loyamin and the zoshes loyamin chaseshem kaina loshem midai the elnus shachatzah is shalai kaina lachem. The chatzah is first. Shabo metzi nusach chatzah. Metzi came to the chatzah. Aber hey chashen chatzah shalai loshem yichaseri. But this is not kaina chatzah on something that was in your chatzah before you came to the chatzah. And over here, when this yid bought the house, he bought it with the treasure. The treasure did not come into his chatzah. I think Pshat in the sheet is.
Why not always coin it agar? Once you buy the
chatzah, you have to have kavana. That you have to have the kavana. Okay, you need a kavana. Chaser shom kana shom midaiti, but not kini agar. Kini agar would need kavana. Okay. In a family, I think Pshat in the sheet in question is that kini chatzah is not the fact that something is in your chatzah. Kini chatzah is from the ma'isa achnosa l'chatzere. And something going into your chatzah, that's what kini chatzah is. Not that it was there already. And the sheet that wants to say, right, it is from the din of the Gemara Kedushin, the Chavav has a shayin of a kini agav. Is kini agav dafka v'tziburin? Or you don't need tziburin. Tziburin means, is kini agav only something that's in the chatzah? When you claim the chatzah, agav that, you claim a metafon that's in the chatzah. Is one side of the Gemara. But if it's not in the chatzah, it's no kini agav. The other side is even if it's non-dachatz, I think you pass because you don't need tzibur. Even if it's non-dachatz, you can be kind of keen aga, even like a watch 100 miles away, you can be kind of at the same time. But there's one side of the Gemara, keen aga is only something that's in the kaka, it's on the kaka, then when you claim the kaka, you can be kind of talking in aga of the kaka. So in fact, if keen aga is only by tzibur, and only if it's there, what do you need keen aga for? Keen aga will always be, you can always use kinyachatza. You're buying the kaka and then be kind of the kinyaga. That's what she did. His test is very good. You need this, you need kinyaga because you would not be kind of siburim because it was in the chatza before you bought the chatza. That this itself will be a raya to his chiddush. That kinyachatza does not work as something that was there before. It has to be, it came in afterwards. The Hagreis, the Shach in Chesham Mishpas in Kutzal Ches says the same Chiddush. Mechavim Tishin Gvetzes that Kini Chatz is only what came into Chatz and not what was.
According to Tosfos, the bottle of the whole Raya.
You don't need it. You're right. You don't need this. Because it could be Chatz, it
wouldn't work. Chatz only works in only things that you
find out. Right. It's a different test. She says this test, and the Shach says the same Chiddush as the Shita. And the Hagreis Hashri, the Vi Hagreis Mitzayin, Ayin Hagreis Hashri. If you look in Gerus Hashri, the Ksay says the Gerus Hashri says the same thing as the Shita Gvetas. But the Hagerus Hagorah that's Messiah and Taisus, I think his Kavanah is that the Hagerus Hashri says the same thing as Taisus. And then it says, if you look in the Gerus Hashri, he seems to say both. He puts both stars together. He doesn't even say the Sutirutsim. If you read the Gerus Hashri, he says both stars together. That the reason why the owner was not kind of this Aveda that was found in the coastal is because it's a Dovashet Hayvon Matzah. It's not, it's possible he'll never find it. And he also is Moistuf, and also it came into the Chatzah before you came to the Chatzah. He seems to put both of us together, which to me is very schwer, because each star on its own is a Teretz, and what does this mean putting both of us together? Maybe that's the Hagay Sagar, maybe that's the Goyin's Kavana, to be more of that. But Al Kapanim, according to this Chiddush,
if it's something you'll find, it'll be Koine, how will you be Koine?
That's the only king that's Nikavana. So we said
that. You say Chatzah has to come in afterwards.
Right.
So if something, you have something in your house that you buy, you don't know about it, and then you see, you're never coming, so I'm going to be coming.
Someone else
can be Jewish. Someone told me, but you didn't know about it. How are you going to?
You will not be kind of a king about this.
So someone comes in before you, you can
take it. I'm fine. Right? You're not be kind of, and you won't claim a king. I got the hand of Havana.
Doesn't the Gemara differentiate over here with whether it fell to the ground or the guy that discovered it mid-air or fell to the ground?
No, I don't remember that. My father was showing up this whole year with me. It's a whole year that she's progresses. When I was young, I remember this. With this Shulchan Aruch, I was thinking maybe that's behind the Taz. The reason again, the Taz says that when the Shulchan Aruch says to be makir kedushas b'chol, you should mishtata for the guy, that the guy should give you a pruta, be kind of the karka, and once he's kind of the karka, he should be kind of the hema. The Taz says it's not with kini chotza. He means kini aga. So yes, why is he known as kini chotza? More pasuksha. The Teretz is with the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe he's mechamed to this because this behemoth was already here before you came to Chatzah, and they won't have kinyan Chatzah now. Chatzah only works on something that comes into Chatzah. Now what he had before, that's what he had to say it was a kinyan agav. There are more on that halacha of Shulchan to the goy is moisef another kinyan, another way to be kinder. The goy could be kinder. Shuftas in the behema. The Ramah says, "Oishi yikavu mois min erev kechavim the yimshech a behema lo shuftin a simta." He should do two things. He should do kini kesta straight of the behema, give you proof to be kind of the oizen part of the behema, and then he should do mishicha. He should do kini mishicha, and kini mishicha does not work in the shuft of the kinda of the machna. It's not working in the shuft machna. It doesn't work in the shuft rabbim either. Mishicha has to be a little bit taking it to your place, but it works in a simta. Like, see, David Shuster Rabbim, you just take it to not Mamish and Mulus Street, take it to the side of the road, a little bit of a place off the path, off the beaten path, whatever, and then the Mashiach works. And the Ramah writes, clearly that's Rashi Ben Tam. Chandra Ramah is, like we mentioned before, there's a Machodesh Yishayim, Rashi Ben Tam, Bereshim, a Chedek, what Kinyan and work for a guy. It's a whole sugya in Bechayis Yoli, Vefi Gimel, Omer Aleph. If a guy has kinyan kesef or kinyan mashicha, according to one side of the Gemara, a guy can be kinyan. You didn't have both. You didn't have kinyan kesef and kinyan mashicha. But one side of the Gemara is that a guy has kinyan kesef and does not have kinyan mashicha, and the other side of the Gemara is faket that a guy has kinyan mashicha doesn't have kinyan kesef. And Rashi paskins like it said that. It's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Chayin Aleph. Rashi holds that a guy has kini kesef, not kini mashicha. And Rabbi Tam holds the other way. A guy has kini mashicha, not kini kesef. So that's what Ramah is saying. Do both. If you do both, he has the chodeh. It's not the guy who has kini kesef and kini mashicha. And that's how he's kind of. The Machab also wanted to know how he could be kind. He cannot be kind of a kesef alone because it's Machlokes Yishayim. So the Machab is to do the kesef on the kaka. That he can be kind of. The whole machlokes is on Bar Metalpon, what a guy has. Bar Metalpon, if a guy has kinyan kesef or kinyan mashicha, but like Kaki sure has. So the Machabah says, let him be kind of the Kaka with kinyan kesef, and then be kind of the behemoth from the Kaka, either with kinyan agav or kinyan chatzot. And the Ramah says, let him just do both, and do kinyan kesef and mashicha, and that's how he's kind of. The first thing you have to understand here is also, nuchar, you need here to mafkik, dushes b'chaz, you need kinyan deraisa. And Mashiach is a machlokes in Hazor, Daf and Vav, in machlokes of Yechon and Yishlokesh, that Mashiach is the Reis Rabbanon. I think we pass in that Kinyan Mashiach is only the Rabbanon. So if Kinyan Mashiach is only the Rabbanon, the guy was only Kinyan with the Rabbanon, how is that Mafkiya Kedush B'chor the Reis? And even Kinyan Agav, there's a toast that the Ramot, that the Machab is a toast to the Kinyan Agav, there's a toast in Baba Kama, if you base him on off, it says that Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanon. It's not the Reis. And the Gilgul Yeshas, the Kivege, the Mitzayim, to look at the taste of the Kedushin, the Pei Merach, the Tzchel. The taste of the Kedushin, the Pei says that Kinyan Agav is deraita. My Zayda speaks better than Shirim. But the taste of Baba Kama holds that Kinyan Agav is only the Abonin. So Kinyan Agav is the Abonin, or Kinyan Mashiach is only the Abonin, has that help to take off the Kedushin is Bechad deraita. So Teretz is, there's a big tumul in Achreinim, where the Kinyan Abonin Mahani is deraita. You have to know the Sorah, but when the Achreinim speak about the Ring Rayas, and Kinyan Rabbanan helps for the Raisa also. So you have a Raya from this Ramah. So the Mechaba that says you're doing Kinyan Agav, maybe the Mechaba paskins like Tyson Kedushin, that Kinyan Agav is the Raisa maybe. But it seems everyone paskins like the Mandama that Mashiach is Rabbanan. So what's the Ramah Zayt to do Mashiach? You have a Raya from this Ramah that Kinyan Rabbanan is the Raisa. in two Skivegas in Ramazayim, he was just the Shayla Maisha Shahoya, that is a Porimu Beres, is a cow that was about to give birth, and it was a suffix if it gave birth before or not. If it gave birth before, the Bechor happened already, whatever happened, happened. And now it's not a Bechor, it's not a problem. But they were Masupik, maybe this is the first Mabakaris, maybe this is the first later, the first birth of this Bechor. And they wanted to make sure it wasn't Tush Bechor, to avoid all the problems. But what they did was they made a mistake. They didn't know the halacha so clearly, and they made only Kini Kesef. A guy was mishtatif with the yid, and the reason he bought the ear of it, but only Kini Kesef, just Kini Kesef. And afterwards, they realized, you know, they made a mistake. They didn't do like the machab or the ramah. So what did they do? And then the baby was born. So what do they do now? It could be it was an arman. He had one parah, and he wanted to know what to do now. So the shoyl was a rav. He went first to his local rav, and the rav wrote the shans b'kvega. The shoyl, they asked the question. Says the cheres is sex faker. First of all, he said that very good. Mechavan very good sex faker. First topic is maybe it's not a bechor. First topic is maybe it's not a bechor at all. Maybe it was had laid before. And in Timson Neiman is a bechor. Maybe it offers a grashi. It offers a grashi. Can you cast it as enough? So from the sex faker, you should be matir. So first the Rav wanted himself to say, but no, it's not Sveksveke because we don't pass on like Rashi. He held that we pass on Gavina Tam. He thought the way he understood looking at the place, we pass on Gavina Tam. But the Kegi is in the back, no, it's not true. It is a Sveksveke. It's not clear that we pass on Gavina Tam. You can consider that a Sveksveke. Sveksveke if we pass on like Rashi. So many you'd have a Sveksveke over here. Sveksveke if it was born before, or Sveksveke, and even if it was, this is a Bechor, it's something that the Kini Kesef helped. But the Kriyeg's problem with being similar to the Sveika is a Chayyav Chazaka connected to Sveika. You have a Chazaka that it was not Leila before. And Bemasi brings down that the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch here, there, Simchin Tazayin, Sir Gimel, the Mechaba says that a Behemah Shichalevis, a Behemah that has milk, that gives milk, is Ptur Me Bechor, is Potter from Bechor, Vitam Roy. Shiroi Behemah is Ein Achov, is Dom Kim Yoldu. I didn't know that, but he says, right behemoths, and even a par, even a cow, they don't start giving milk, they don't become a milking cow until they have their first child, until they give birth. So as you see a behemoth that has milk, some behemoths do give milk even without leather, but roiv don't. So you have a roiv that tells you that there's leather before. So the Mechaba says, any behemoth that's chalevis, and you're not sure if it gave birth before, you could be semachan roiv that it was a leather. And the new behemoth is not what's born is not a bechor. But the most chalev. The most says, Ain Simcha Namashri Chalevis. And he said, the Kosovo made a Tam, and it's a Rosh also. And the Rosh explains the reason why we're not Simcha on this Rosh, which is because it's a Chazoka connected. It's a Chazoka Shaini, you know. You have a Sopik if the Behemoth was known or not, but it's Becheska, Chazoka Mikara, the Nakib birth. And whenever you have a Chazoka status quo, that's Machri the Sopik, that tells you, even connected Rosh. It's even says the Rosh. And the way that works is because it says Smurf Mutal the Chazoka. You take the miyat that give birth even without bichalevis, you put that together with chazoka.
Chazoka that didn't give birth.
Because it's bechetzkas from chazoka to mikara. Bechazoka to mikara, behemoth starts off not giving birth, and you want to come say it gave birth. So yeah, you're going to connect the chazoka. The chazoka to mikara.
Not natural thing about it give birth. It's still a thing.
Right, but still can cook in her chazoka. Yeah. Still considered in her chazoka.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to my mind, it had to be some reason that they had a question that this cow might have given birth. Anyway,
doesn't explain what that stuff was, but they had a reasonable question.
You don't actually look at the cow and go, maybe it did.
I'm not sure what the stuff was. But they had a stuff in the history of the cow that they gave birth. I'm not sure what the stuff was based on. He doesn't say, but it seems they had some sort of a stuff. Yeah, what the basis of the topic was. Okay, well, it was a reasonable topic, but the Kiveg wants to say is can I get the Chazaka? I was thinking maybe it's also.
So there is a Chazaka that didn't give birth.
Right. Right, so
that's
what you're saying. The chazaka is connected. The chazaka will be machriya that the not give birth. When you have a suffix gave birth, and that the suffix will be machriya the not give birth.
Like
so that'll take off one suffix, and you'll be only up with the other suffix. Whether the kinyan helps the point to actually now, so you only have one suffix. Be chazaka rice and the chumra. You want to be matter with a sex, but the chazaka takes off at least one suffix. It's not said it's not because both Vegas, but we'll get that. But the Kreger wants to say that it wants to say it happened like this with the Moedig Achidish from Knesset HaGadol, one of the early Achrayim, Hedmoinim, that all the places are reading down. The Knesset HaGadol wants to say Achidish that the only time Chazaka is Machriya, a Safik, is by a Safik in Metzias, a Safik in Maisa. But a Sveika Dedina, once you have a Sveika Dedina, the Safik what the Allah is, Chazaka is not Machriya in that. And what's the story? Here's the Chiddush, that the Chazaka is not Machriya, is only Machriya in a Safik in Maisa, or Safik in Metzias. But the Safik is a Sveika Dedina, Chazaka is not Machriya in that. And he says the story is, because Mishum Chazaka, no, the din is not going to change because of the chazaka. Whatever the din is, we don't know what the din is, like Rashi or Bein Tam, but whatever the din is, whatever was agmering Moshe Mesinai, whatever Moshe Beinu was taught, and he brought down and taught us, that's not going to change because of the chazaka. The Kreger brings, and this is really the tshuva.
And other sofik, yes, and we get that, yes.
But in Sveger, the din is not Machir. Kreger, this is the real Kreger, yes. We're not going to learn all this. He brings the right to the Shita from Rashi and Chul and Daf Chacham and Aleph, and the second right brings from Rishbam and Babas to the Chol and Beis and Beis. And the right is a little bit lengthy in the Varichas and the Biach is big, and I try to explain it. But if he only goes through a lot of Sikhis Hashas to bring Raya to the Shita from Yishayim, they're Yishayim all that way. And on the other side, the Kiveg brings the Raya from a Tosis of Babas to the Beis. The foundation of Maskev Hilchsa and from Iran and Zushin that pay the other way. The Chazaka is Machri even by Sveka Zedina. Then the Kivik brings down a very short sheet from the Mishal Melach Kishen, from Shem Achrein and the Mar Sassun and the Perch Matei Aaron, that they would be Machang between a Sveka Zedina, which is a Machogis Paiskim, and a Sveka Zedina Be'etzen. Sveka Dina is a topic in Din the whole day. It's a Moshul Teku and Shas. When you have a Teku and Shas, it's a topic with everybody. They want to say that by Sveka Dina, which the Machog is Poskim, that's where Chazaka doesn't, not Machriya. But the Sveka Dina is a topic the whole day, it's like a Teku and Shas, then Chazaka will be Machriya. And if Kvega is from that, he doesn't understand what the Chuluk is. Like, if there's a story to say that Chazaka is not Machriya on the Sveka Dina because the Chazaka is not going to change the Din, what's the difference what the Sveka Din is? If the Sveka Din is a Machoikos Yishayim today, or Machoikos tomorrow, or if it's a Teiku, it's a Machoikos Chodei, so he doesn't understand this Mishnah. But upon him, the Kreg himself brings down, he brings Raya, says that it's a Machoikos Yishayim, and that's in Svara, if Chazok is Machri and a Sveka Din or not. We know the Gemara says in Chul and Dafidah, Menorah and Azim, but Chazok, the Gemara has Raya, the main Raya, I think, is from the Hilchos Negi Batim, that we go Bas Chazok. Kreg brings down that we shlami shenem hold it's only by a topic for maisa, topic for matzias, but sveikah the dina chazaka is not machriya, and the maisa Kreg is machriya like that side, like those we shame those rice he brings that chazaka is not machriya in the sveikah the dina. And the main this sveikah since part of it is the sveikah the dina, chazaka not machriya. I'll get that soon. But first we have to understand maisa. What's the svara that chazaka? The Gemara says we go bas chazaka. If you have a safik, you go bas chazaka. What's the story that Kreg is bringing from Yishayim and the Knesset HaGadol says this that chazaka is only machriya a safik of ma'is a safik of metzias, but it's not machriya a segedina. So they explain. Kreg himself explains that the reason is because the chazaka mishum chazaka lo yishtan adin. Chazaka is not going to change the din. What was agmir Moshe Mesinai? But like Rabbeinu, yes, and safik of ma'is also you should ask the same kasha because of the chazaka. That's Machriya, what happened over here? That's not going to change what happened over here.
If it gave birth or not,
it's not going to change that. And Rav Shimon is discussion, Shari Yesha. He brings down this week Vega, and the question is, let's see if I find it. It's pretty Meyer. He says, the Mahdi, the Sav, the Sveka, the Dina, the Lord, the Chazaka, what some sheep is whole, the Sveka Dina, you're not the same as Chazaka, Kamoy Shehevi, she tells him, Magrin, Kiveg, which you was in Laman Zion, the Lord is far shaped of Taimash Shadavi. He says, he doesn't understand what the reason is. The same comes should be by Sapa Maisa. And he brings down, besides the Sapa Maisa, the latest of Bechor, he says, the famous case is the Mishnah Megvoyas, Pegbez, Mishnah Bez, and the Gemara Gdushan, the fine test brings it down, by a mikvah, Shinim Devim Sechosa. The Gemara says that if you have a mikveh, we know a mikveh has to be remsah. And you knew this mikveh had remsah. And then let's say on Sunday, you checked it was remsah. And then it was nimdah, let's say on the end of the week, Thursday, nimsah chasa. And by Thursday, he found that his chassid didn't have memsar, had only 39, 38 star. So Shaina was, everyone that was table during the week, were they table in it before it was chassid or if it was chassid? It was a suffix. So Gemara says, Hemet tamei chassid. You take the person who was tamei and wanted to be table, he's becheskas tumma, he's mesupik if he went into the mikveh or not, and the chazak will tell you he's still tamei. So chayt the Gemara, maybe say if I can't hem in mikveh chassid, the mikveh was becheskas kasha, why don't we go becheskas mikveh? So the Gemara says, Hari chasun lefenecha. The chazakah only works when there's still a safek. Right now there's no safek about the mikveh. The mikveh we know is, right now it's chasun. So the chazakah is not going to change it. You have to know how that's far, but that's the Gemara's far. Since right now the mikveh is chasun lefenecha, the chazakah, the mikor that it was kosher is not going to work. But the tamei is still tamei lefenecha, and you have a safek if he was tar or not. So the tamei remains tamei. Hemet tamei chaskasei. Another case that the Gemara says is if you were makrish one chavis of yayin truma, you had 100 barrels which were tevel of yayin that was tevel, and you makrish one barrel for truma, and then you after you makrish you opened up the barrel and you found that it was chametz, you found that it was spoiled. So the Gemara says and if it was 3 days, I don't want to talk, it takes 3 days to become spoiled. But if the barrel was spoiled, the shas you mafish the truma, then that wasn't a good hafrasha. Because spoiled yayin cannot be mafish on good yayin. And mainly you have a topic. Was the yayin spoiled after you mafish it, and it was a good hafrasha truma, and all the other barrels are achulin? You mafish all the yayin was spoiled before you were makrish, and it wasn't good. So Gemara says, Hemet tevel chaskasai. Since the barrels are becheskas tevel, and you have a suffix, if you makrish truma on them, you keep them becheskas tevel. So, like, maybe Hemet, the first barrel, chaskasai, that it was yayin, because we know originally it was good yayin. So Gemara says, same star, hari chusmet sotanecha. Since right now it's chusmet, that the chazaka doesn't work on that, but the other barrels it does. But upon them, we're relying on chazaka over here to tell you that the other barrels are still tevel, and we're relying on chazaka to tell you the tummy's tummy. So effective shimon, because of the chazaka, that's the raya when this barrel wine was spoiled. It doesn't tell you, it's not going to change the matzis when it's spoiled, or because this person is tummy, that's going to tell you when this mikveh was chasa, when the water spilled out. Well, just like you're saying as far, that chazaka doesn't work on speaking the demon because chazaka is not going to change the din. The same thing on every suffer meister also. Meister would see it. The chazaka should not change it. So Shimon answers, and you have to understand the teretz. Shimon's teretz is, he says,
Chazaka
makes
suffer
meister.
Well, there's the pasuk in the law.
That's basically his teretz. But you have to understand, very good, very good. Amazing. He's saying, Achilik bein sof b'maisa nusfeg ad adina. The v'sofak shal mikveh ain asof negei achshav rak adina teivim. This sofak is only negei at these people right now. Mushum hofi nuk minu lu achaskayu. Therefore we go on the chazak. I will sfeg ad adina du sofak tamidi. A sofak adina, which is always a sofak, a sofak nisha v'sfeg ad gam achshav l'noilum. Even after we pass from this, we go back to having a sofak ad adina. Yeshua did with Sufik Mishamachi, Gamma Dram Yisyalim, he said, didn't Sufik and Leim, and the Chazak is not Machriya then. It's a little bit, you have to understand this.
I'm
wishing
it's Machriya, not in this case,
in every case,
it's going to be
Machriya. That's basically what he wants to say, because Sufik
Din
is always a Sufik. I think the Pshad is, I wanted to add a little bit more to the Teretz, and maybe Yeshua means it also. It could be a Teretz, because by Sufik with Meister, every Meister could be different. When you have the Sufik this time by the Mikvah, and you have the subject the next different time. Sometimes it could be that it was chasa before, sometimes it could be chasa after. Both ways can be true. So therefore, the chazaka is mashriya. And even though you're always using the chazaka one way, it's never negeya to go say cheskas tar. It's always negeya the other way. It's always going to be negeya cheskas tamei. You're always going to say cheskas tamei. But when ma'isim we saw you would have a case where you want to say the chazaka mikar is he was tar. You would go by that. You could go by that also. It can be true, but by the halacha, it's always one halacha. So the chazaka cannot be true both ways. One way is going to be wrong, and if you can't use the chazaka both ways, you can't use the chazaka. Maybe that's the svar. But akaponim, this is the kivega wants to say like this halacha. The chazaka only helps by chazaka, and the tzius does not help by sfeika d'dina. So therefore, over here, since it is sfeika d'dina, the chazaka mikur will not help. But then Rabbi Yehuda asked on himself that if you break it down, the two stakes, one of the stakes was a suffix b'maisa, one of the stakes was a suffix if this behemoth gave birth before or not. And the other suffix is a suffix of Zina. So maybe we'll use the chazaka only on the suffix b'maisa. We'll use the chazaka shema yolda that did not give birth on that suffix, whether it was yolda or not. And that will take off that suffix. That chazaka will be machriya, that the behemoth definitely did not give birth. And then we'll be left only one speck in the din, if they're also the grashi, and then I'll be subject to the chumra. So Kirik wants to bring down, says on this, there's a Pima Godin, in your day of Sim and Chav Gimel, and it says, that's Ches, that wants to say that by every speck speck, of course he brings down also the sheet, that by speck of the din, you don't see chazaka, the Pima Godin wants to say, by a speck speck, we one of the speck is the speck of the din, already you don't see chazaka. So if you can't see chazaka, can they get the speck of the din, you don't see chazaka, can they get the other stuff is talking to see either. And mainly we don't use the chazakas of him, we remain with the svegadina. The kriyah asked on the stream of the moi. Look at each suffix individually, and the chazakas should be machriya, the suffix of maisa, and take that off, and now we're left just with one suffix of svegadina, and should be suffix of isochum, he doesn't seem to be gadam. And stream of the chazay shvetaka, why would you say just because. Oh, I think that's the test. I think the Pima Gadam holds, you look at both Svegas together, and a little bit more to you, I wanted to say with the Rajma. There's a Rajma Kedushin, if I can give him an Aleph, Kiegan, another Chuba, Simpe, hey, is Meir from this Rajma. The Rajma wants to say, what's the reason why Svegas and Kuma? If we have a Klal, that's something the rest of the Chumra, why should, because they have a Svegas, why should I make a Kuma? So the Rajma explains, it's become Roy, because it's Roy Stodom. But every suffix really looking like 50-50. That's why it's, every suffix is 50%, that's the 50% mutter. Because it's 50-50, it's mesa, that's where you go on the chumra. But once you have a sex faker, it's already right to start the mamakumla. Because you have the first suffix makes it 50% mutter, it's also. The second suffix is the intim slime, it's also still again a suffix. Again, it's 50-50. So you have 75% of the stardom that is mutter and 25% that's also. That's the Rajah's Chiddush. A sex faker works me time right. Right stuff, he calls it. Right possibilities. Right possibilities over here is that it's that's mutta. That's how Svekseka works. So mainly, if you look at it that way, Mistam the Pimagadam held that Svekseka, you look at it as one thing, one din roi. One din roi, you look at it all together, and Chazak can have a machriya, can they get that, that's whole Svekseka. Kriyaga didn't hold that way. Kriyaga held that, he said, he's Svekseka, look at it individually. He comes to you with Svekseka of this, that we have Chazak of Mitzias, that we have, our chazaka d'machriya, and then we'll have only one other suffix, and that'll be a suffix. The rest of the chumra. My father Hashem was married to me that a lot of these inyanim the Kriyaga speaks about, and inyanim sveikus is also in Shemaitza, Shemaitza Aleph Perichav Beis, and the Sus Shemaitza also over there. And there's more to it. And to find out further, Kriyaga is a very long tshuva. He goes to another inyanim. One thing I forgot to mention, he says also that in the Shaila, where the only Mekini Kesef, the Rav told him, the Meister, the guy did was Moshech the Behem also, Timshik also. But that the Kivegi answers him, he didn't have Kavan al-Kinyin for that. And the Kivegi has Meir Choson, Kavan al-Kinyin, Kavan al-Kinyin's market, so that will not help. So you can look in the Tshuva, Simon Amzayim, for more on this Indian.